due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and we finally have everybody here at the table. So I'll start with the man who's usually here. That would be you, Stat Boy.
Yeah, and I am unfortunately very, very tired, so I hope I can stay upright before the end of the podcast.
We should be able to. We'll make our way through it.
Okay.
My next stop, my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
It's good to be here, and by the way, happy 25th WCW-iversary.
Yes.
Yeah.
25 years ago this week, the long national nightmare of WCW was over, and then we got the invasion angle and all that crap.
And speaking of invasions, we have our man on the other side of the planet. That would be Bad News Beeman.
How dare you? The only invasions that are happening are high petrol prices in my country.
Oh, yes!
Get in line!
Oh, we know. Our prices have went up about 50% from February to now.
Yeah.
Ours are about 100 to 200%.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Because you guys get more of your stuff from the Strait of Hormuz, but that's me knowing things.
That's right, but speaking of knowing things, remember a couple of weeks ago when we were absolutely shitting on OVW for its crappy response to a medical emergency in-ring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hopefully so. And the fact that we thought that OVW was going to get shut down over it, not so much.
Nope.
But yeah,
they've instituted a lot of policies which hopefully will fix the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
yeah.
They did not cover their own ass. Well, they did, but they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But TNA had a pay-per-view last night. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that was TNA Sacrifice, and the main event was supposed to be Steve Maclin, who bullied his way back to the car against Mike Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I want to read you, according to PW Insider, what happened in the main event.
It's
only two paragraphs. Okay. Quote, they get into it with Santana grabbing a headlock. Maclin sent him into the ropes, and they shoulder blocked each other several times. They slapped each other and slugged it out. Maclin nailed a big overarm, but ate a super kick to the face and went down. He was checked by the referee, by the way, the name of Alice Lane, more on that later. He was stopped from nailing him as the referee called for a medical official to check on Maclin. Carlos Silva, the president of TNA, came over to check on him as well. He finally got to his feet. Eddie Edwards hit the ring and attacked Santana. He tossed the champ to the floor and began to battle with him as Maclin was taken out of the ring and towards the back. He went for a move on the floor, but was backdropped on the floor. Santana went under the ring and pulled out a table. Edwards raked his face, but was hit with Spin the Block. They battled to the floor. Edwards was placed on the table, splashed through the table. Mike Santana wins by no contest. Bingo! Thank you! Yep. Done!
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it!
Yeah.
Yes, somebody's hurt. Quick! You know, Eddie Edwards, look! I'm a distraction!
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they haul Maclin, and they get Maclin the help he needs.
Yes.
And supposedly he got concussed. Okay?
Yeah. He said, or according to the reports, he didn't get concussed, but considering what we've seen, he got concussed.
Now, I haven't seen the clip myself.
I have. It was just an errant super kick. It wasn't a, no-look super kick like has been thrown in previous. Santana was looking, hit him, and just hit him flush. Knocked him out and caused some minor fencing to happen. But yeah. The referee did the exact right thing at the exact right time. And kept it from getting so much worse.
Right.
And even Mustafa Ali basically said, on his X feed, okay, he said, MVP, thank you for keeping all us safe. There's a picture of Alice Lane.
Yep.
And that was just absolutely, you know, it was the right call. It was the right call.
Yeah, and I hate to use the term, but that was absolutely refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's absolutely refreshing. But the good thing is that hopefully that they did this. So kudos on TNA. Good job. Now, Nikki.
Yes.
WrestleMania season is upon us.
Yes.
And boy, did Roman Reigns... Well, oh my God. So, again, the CM Punk Roman Reigns war of words was very interesting. And there was also a very interesting dynamic that changed in the show, right? So, earlier in the show... The Usos lost to Logan Paul and Austin Theory when Jey Uso hit, I believe it was Austin Theory, with a direct shot with the brass knucks. And Jey Uso is starting to lose his shit. Okay?
He is.
He's fucking done. He's not happy with what CM Punk said about the Samoan family.
Yeah, he's still hot about this, and we're, what, 3 weeks out of it?
Yeah, 3 weeks out, yeah. Okay. And what happens is that later on in the night, as CM Punk is going out there, Jimmy says, you better watch what the fuck you say.
Yeah, just be careful out there. Punk's like, whatever. That's my job is to go out there and stir shit up.
Which he did. Which he did.
Yes, and he's very good at it.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm old? Yeah, I'm old. You know, I'm old. Yeah, but at least, you know, I'm not you. And then Roman Reigns comes in. But did you notice who basically said, show him who the fuck you are? That was Jey Uso.
Yes.
And he actually said Joe.
He said Joe?
He said Joe.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. There's a reel out there.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask, while I just step away for a second, do you think there's a power dynamic shift? New bloodline? What do you think?
There might just be.
I think that Jey is going to end up putting together a faction of his own because Roman is adamant that he needs to do this on his own.
Yes.
So I think Jey is going to put together his own little thing, and Roman, after WrestleMania, is going to be going off to better and brighter things, hopefully, as the rumor goes, a collision with Seth at SummerSlam.
Okay.
And while we're at a lot of the talking that's going on, Uncle Paul, please stop giving me hope.
Yeah.
Please stop giving me hope. Over the course of his talking about accomplishments, of Lesnar's accomplishments, he brought up WrestleMania 32.
Motherfucking Amber.
Heist of the century.
That's 31.
Oh.
32 was the one everybody was shitting on because the main event was Hunter and Roman.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And
32 was Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar, and it was supposed to be a street fight, anything goes, and Brock sandbagged the fuck out of Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I am still mad about this.
Yeah, don't blame you.
It's 10 years!
I don't care. That match could have been a fucking classic. And all Brock had to do was bleed a little bit.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, did you notice when he said, "I did the Undertaker streak," and Brock Lesnar bowed? That was out of respect. That was not out of, like, sarcasm.
Huh.
Okay.
At least I think, anyway. But yes, he mentioned, and then Obafemi came in and clotheslined him again. Look, dude, Brock's got to get some of it back in MSG.
Yeah, he will. I mean, we've got 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Okay, so we got 3 weeks. Lesnar's going to get his mojo back, because there is no. I pray to any god that's listening that Obafemi flattens Brock.
Yeah.
In under 5 minutes, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And by the way, that will not be allowed for a wild card. No.
The momentum rule's not looking good for Oba.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got 3 weeks. Brock's gonna get some of his mojo back.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Seth has anything to do with Oba. Not from this Monday, but the Monday before. Seth was standing in the corner like a proud father watching Oba stomp the fuck out of Brock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would blame him?
No, I don't blame him. I'm just curious if there's something more there.
Yeah.
Oh, Seth's busy. He's launching his new coffee line.
Oh my god. Oh, so what is he making? The black eye?
No. He and Becky are releasing called Amo Coffee. AMO.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's Spanish for I love.
Yes. Premium coffee brand from this. It's called A Simple Love of Coffee. It's supposed to launch next month. Tagline is A Simple Love for Coffee. Okay.
Yep. So, yes. Launch date looks like April 26th.
Okay. So whatever happens to Seth at Mania, he's going to be away for a little bit afterwards.
Yeah. And of course, if you want to sign up for early access when it launches, go to enjoyamo.com.
I'm not a coffee person, but...
Same.
Well, I am. I want to see what they do. Look.
I get it.
See what they, you know. Maybe Becky will... maybe we'll get the Intercontinental title back, because she quote unquote trapped AJ into getting a match at WrestleMania. You fell into my trap. She was still pissed that Starfleet Academy got canceled after the second season, which I knew about months ago, actually.
Mm.
Can you blame her?
We have eight matches on the WrestleMania card. I'm looking. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 on each side, actually.
Yes.
Okay. CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Stephanie and Liv, who both brawled on Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay. Owen Brock and AJ and Becky on the Raw side.
Yes.
Right.
On the SmackDown side, oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
We knew about Jade and Rhea, and we know about what Cody and Randy are doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Randy beat the hell out of Matt Cardona, sadly.
Yeah. That okay. And Randy Orton wound up RKOing Jelly Roll this week.
Yes. After Jelly Roll beat Kit Wilson, and by the way, he was very good.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll. He was good.
That's good.
Now, I want to bring up something about Randy's one of Randy's prior segments in the show.
Yeah, sure.
You notice that he's had a couple of segments where he's been on the phone.
Yes.
Right, yes.
I am convinced that that is just a ploy that he's talking to the voices in his head and doesn't want to look weird.
Mm. I'm not so sure about that.
That's also Bear's theory, and he's sticking to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I find it amusing, and... Gotcha.
It would be intriguing. Others have speculated, like, you know, that he's talking to potentially Dwayne, talking to, anyone else in royal family. Hell, I don't know if we've locked him in a vault or anything, but even DBRC Jr. has teased that he's the one that Randy's talking to.
Well, Ted Jr. needs to get to whip himself back in shape if he wants to be back on the show.
Well, but he got acquitted. Didn't he get acquitted?
He did, but I'm just saying that when I saw him, the clip I saw of him leaving the courthouse, he's put on about 40 pounds and not the good kind of poundage.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about the card.
Oh, yeah. So, let me rephrase it. So Carmelo Hayes had an open challenge for U.S. title. And supposedly, the result of the script got leaked.
What was the original result? Yeah.
The original result is what we saw, which was Sami Zayn beating Carmelo Hayes and now challenging Trick Williams for the U.S. title at WrestleMania. I'm not okay with this. Not okay with this. Okay?
Oh, you know I love Sami.
I'm not okay with the match.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with
it. I get it to some degree.
I don't. I want to hear more here.
Okay. Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes has history in NXT and would have been a bigger match on WrestleMania than Sami versus Trick. Okay? And the fact is that the only reason why Sami Zayn comes off as a whiny little bitch.
Yep.
That's because he's getting turned back into his conspiracy theory heel.
Yes.
Because that's the only way he, you know... Right now, that's his only option into getting into a belt scene. And yeah. Trick Williams is over as hell. So the rumor I'd heard is that they were going to match up and there was going to be a double turn. That Trick was going to end up being face because his gimmick works either way.
Mm-hmm.
And Sami is the whiny conspiracy theorist. You know, it can just drive everybody crazy when Danhausen isn't doing it.
Wait, who needs cursed again?
Let's see. Kit Wilson got cursed again.
Yep.
Johnny Gargano got decursed. And... won in NXT this week, some sort of contenders match. Okay.
Number one contenders for the North American title.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, Danhausen is now trademarked, You Are Cursed.
Good for him.
Yeah, for all the stuff. Because Danhausen is making a lot of the human monies, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, did we see our good friend, Mr. Brian Henniger? He emerged from the coffin at in the Smoky Mountains and did the You Are Cursed move.
Yes, Hennigerhausen.
Yes, he is Hennigerhausen.
Yes.
But Danhausen is so over, it isn't funny. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they were worried he was going to be a flop when he went out there.
Because Chicago is Smark Central Station.
Yeah.
Yes.
It should have debuted somewhere else. But I have to ask, why is he so over?
Because he's ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's straight up it. He's crazy for the sake of being crazy.
He has his motivations. His only motivation is the human monies.
Yes.
Right.
And will do anything for those human monies.
And of course, the jet plane and the Hall of Fame induction. Legends right. Division.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, he will have his face on one of the trucks by the end of the year.
Yeah. He's already asking for it now.
Yeah, and it's going to happen.
He'll get it.
Yeah, will get it. He'll get it. I'm going to call by SummerSlam.
Okay. Bless you. Triple H Housen will know.
Yes. Hunter Housen will do so.
Yes. And speaking of the Legend Division, we have another one that just got inducted. That would be Bad News Brown.
Yep. I mean, two. Because the thing is, since we were last on, two of them got in.
Oh, Psycho Sid as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Psycho so the Sid, class Sid, is.
Why have you?
So the class is AJ Styles, Stephanie, Demolition, Sid Udy, Anders Brown. What's the other one that I miss?
There's Stephanie, one more. AJ, Demolition, I think.
Yeah, Demolition.
And yeah, Sid and Bad News Brown.
So there should we forgot one or more this week. Dennis Rodman.
Oh, right. That's the celebrity induction.
Right, and right. I had to explain that to somebody.
Because honestly, Dennis Rodman in WCW, he was good. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
You know who was better? Karl Malone.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Even though he was, you know, he was working with Diamond Dallas Pitt with Diamond, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no offense to Dennis Rodman, but I'd rather watch Karl Malone.
Yes. I think the only thing left is the match, right?
Think so. Unless they're going to do the women as a separate thing entirely.
It's possible. But again, Sami Zayn does not, I'm going to say this point blank, he does not deserve a WrestleMania spot.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I love him. I think he's one of the greatest of all time. But he does not deserve it. It should have been Carmelo Trick.
Yeah.
And Sami Zayn losing his shit would have been a bigger story, you know, his sneaking his way in to WrestleMania, just like Cody did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally get one more, okay?
Yes.
And that is, and I'm surprised they didn't do it in some other way, okay? Because Jacob Fatu and Drew McIntyre are going to be in an unsanctioned match.
Yep.
I still kind of wish they showed us where those two landed from last week.
Because I don't think they were them.
They were them. They just landed in Crashmat Land.
Okay. Yeah, we don't... See, I understood why they didn't have the camera there when they did the fall. And I'm perfectly fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still like to know, kayfabe, where they landed. Did they land flat on the concrete? Did they land in a dumpster? Did they land on the roof of a car? You know.
Right, and they were both... And I love how they sold it. They were half walking. They, you know.
Yeah.
Love them. But that's not the match I would have put them in.
I would have done either an I Quit or a straight-up street fight.
Yeah.
No, Hell in Cell.
Hmm.
If you want the food, if you want the feud to go, that's it. Dunsky. You know? But we should go. We should see. So, Statboy and I were talking, and there should be, what, between 2 to 3 matches left?
Yes.
WrestleMania.
Yeah. I can pretty much kind of go with 2. We're still missing tag matches, because right now, all 8 matches are 1-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I could easily see MFT versus the Wyatt 6 going to Mania.
And actually, I'd like to see that, both groups, in a great big ladder match.
Yeah. For the Lantern?
For the Lantern, yes.
Yes, must be for the Lantern. Because the MFTs, the motherfucking Tongans, are not going to put the belts on the line if they don't have to.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, so it would be essentially Lantern versus belts, winner takes all?
You can even do that. That's even better.
That's a great one. That's a great idea. Yep.
Nice.
That's good. I also think that, because remember, we're going to see other matches like on the night before or the Raw, like the SmackDown before.
I fully expect the women's U.S. title match to be defended there.
And also the armbar?
Yeah.
Yep.
But okay. Now, just before we go into like AEW and stuff and other things,
mm-hmm.
of these matches, right, that we have right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, how many are you legitimately interested in?
Okay, so, I think the answer is just 2, personally.
Okay.
But it isn't that it isn't bad matches, it's just matches I'm just interested in. And that would be Oba Brock, surprised, and AJ versus Becky.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, for me, I'm just good. Oh, and by the way, Roman on the Tonight Show basically telling him he's old and he's up to, you know, not up late enough to watch the show. It was great. Really good. Okay.
I felt bad definitely for him when Roman... Sorry.
Definitely interested in Punk Reigns. Definitely interested in Rhodes Orton. Obafemi and Brock. And Jacob and Fatu. So basically Jacob and Drew. So 4 of them. 4 of them for me.
Yeah.
Nikki?
So, 3, basically. I'm all over Punk Roman. For sure.
Right.
Oba and Brock. And surprisingly, Rhea versus Jade.
Really?
Huh.
Because I want to see Rhea tie Jade Cargill in a fucking knot.
And B-Fab and Meechan.
And B-Fab and Meechan will be countered by Io Sky.
Okay.
Because Eosky's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she can get, you know, she can get B-Fab out of the match quick. Meechan's going to take a little longer because Meechan is also crazy. It's in her name. Mm-hmm. And those, you know, B-Fab's laid out. Io and Meechan brawl to the back. And it becomes a pure one-on-one contest. And Jade is screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, we didn't even get an explanation, did we? As to why they turned.
Did we? I thought they were asked at some point.
I have to look.
Well, they're not gonna state the truth, are they? That Jade punked them out like bitches, and they just being subservient.
Mm-hmm.
My thing,
because Rhea didn't do anything to B-Fab or Meechan, so doesn't make sense otherwise.
Yeah.
My thought was just that working with Jade gets them on TV more. Gets them out of catering. So Jade wouldn't have to offer them much. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And they really didn't give a reason, by the way.
Okay. Like I said, it got them out of catering, so they're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then there, you know, you had Julia and Tiffany, and by the way, it seems like Tiffany's you need some deflation of the tires, if you know what I mean.
Awooga.
Yes, awooga indeed. But it
too much push up on the push ups.
Yes, exactly. I'm just, again, I'm just wondering what this whole, see, WrestleMania to me, again, is going to be underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we have matches pull the stuff, you know, pull something out of their own behinds. Because they haven't just yet.
Yeah.
Nothing has, I mean, again, is it going to be a solid card? Yes. Again, I think we're still comparing to 40, and I think I still think WrestleMania 43, I'm going to predict this right now, I'm going to say it here, WrestleMania 43 will not be in Saudi Arabia next year.
Yeah.
Will not.
With how things are going, you're absolutely correct.
I want them to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
They owe New Orleans a fucking apology for taking that away from them.
And Money in the Bank isn't enough. They need Mania. And WWE needs to stop with this dalliance once they are free of the contract with, you know, Saudi.
They should be close to done with them because it was a 10-year deal, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me look.
It started in
18.
Yeah, 2018. So it should be ending in 2027.
Okay. Yes.
But knowing WWE and knowing TKO, they will extend it.
Yep, because they're too busy chasing the dollar instead of doing the right thing.
Or if they end up not going back to Saudi, they're going to do it in Vegas again. Vegas does not need any more money.
Yeah. Because they're about to get a ML or an NBA team. And aren't they getting another
Major League Baseball team?
Yeah, they're getting the Athletics in a few years. They're getting an NBA team.
By 2028, Las Vegas will be a team with all four major sports in it.
Yeah.
City with all four.
15 years ago, they had None of them.
Nothing. Yeah. And to be honest, I'm surprised.
You got the Vegas Golden Knights, the Las Vegas Raiders, the soon-to-be Las Vegas A's, and the soon-to-be Las Vegas, you know, casinos or whatever they call them.
Yeah.
Well, Al Davis would be very proud to see his boys in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's just perfect. Somewhere Al Davis is laughing.
Oh, and by the way, remember last year when that Kill Tony podcast and Nia Jax burned everything to the ground and it was never broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be broadcast this year. Not live, though.
No. Bad idea.
Yeah.
It's going to stream on Netflix, I believe, next day, right? After night one, or let's see. It's going to take place April... Oh, after Raw. Okay. So they're going to have 2 days to edit out all the shit they want to see. Right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a Kill Tony. Ooh! Another WrestleMania week event. Natty has basically flipped off Shayna Baszler. Challenged her to a match at Bloodsport.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
It's going to be real interesting, to say the least. But I hate to say this, Nikki. AEW is on a roll right now.
Yeah.
AEW's ratings have increased last 3 weeks in a row. R-O-W. Hmm. Okay. They're over 700,000 now.
Yep, and that is without their stuff on HBO Max.
Because are they still being broadcast on TBS?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to look and see if I can...
actually at 800,000, 765.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I'd have to look and see if I can get it back on my channel select.
Yeah.
Because I don't have TBS or TNT right now.
Mm.
Okay. And So the Yankees are 2-0. Yeah, 3-0 actually. So there's that. But AEW, they've been cooking with gas because some guy named MJF is back on the, you know,
back on
the main event picture.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
Also AEW Dynasty, which is
2 weeks from tomorrow night. It's going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Correct. And then after that is Double or Nothing here in New York City.
Yep, that'll be in Queens on May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Think you can scratch up the cash to go catch that, Jack?
I'd love to, but I don't know. We'll see. But they only have 3 matches so far, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have FTR versus Cage and Cope for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, okay? Or Cope and Cage. Mm-hmm. Will Ospreay versus Jon Moxley. I think he wants the Continental Championship, too. I don't know if... Does he have it? Or
yes,
no?
Yes, Mox has the Continental. Or no.
And then MJF was going to defend...
Oh, wait a minute. Does Mox have the Continental? Yeah, he does have the Continental, but it isn't for the title right now.
Mm-hmm. And then MJF is going to defend against the winner of Strickland versus Omega. And it was the number one contendership, and the EVP was on the line in a match between him and Strickland, and Omega won. So it's MJF versus Omega, the AEW World Title. Good for him. Those are 3 good matches there.
Mm-hmm. And ticket prices are not terrible.
Okay.
They're currently right now, if you, there's a handful available that are just single tickets for $37.
And that's for great. A pay-per-view, folks.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, if you're wanting to get down on the floor or towards the floor, the second tier, you're going to have to pay up a bit more, $150 or higher.
Still, that is no. I was paying around $200 for B pay-per-views back in the day, and I was okay with that.
The cheapest floor seats, which will get you second row from what looks to be announcer area, costs $850.
That's probably VIP package seats, too.
No.
Really?
I'm going to double check that. Nope, it's just a standard ticket.
Hmm.
If you're wanting VIP stuff, it's going to cost you, I don't know. Because they're all sold out.
Ah.
I would assume four figures, but it's probably $1,500. Something like that.
Which, if it's got all the, if it's got a lot of the similar perks that the WWE VIP packages have, more than reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if there's anything about the All Elite Experience. Because usually it'll be reception, which will include a special guest, souvenirs, photo ops on the ramp. So, yeah. It's decent, it's just I've never done it because the last time they were in Toledo, it's, yeah, I just didn't have the money. Now I do, and I probably wouldn't still.
I got a VIP experience at TNA. This was years and years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually got to get into the ring. We got pictures with a couple of the wrestlers. This was the event that I got a picture with Jeremy Borash yelling into a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't bad, but I doubt that was more than like $60.
Not bad.
Yeah, you could getting in the door to that event for into Dynasty for under $50. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another little mystery regarding AEW, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. The rumor is that the reason why Toni Storm was taken out or quote-unquote murdered is because Juice put in the juice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, oh. I've heard those rumors, but I haven't heard confirmation, so I'm like, I don't trust it. Not yet. If something gets announced or Juice posts a picture on the internets, I'd be like, okay, understood, gotcha, congrats, have fun. But right now, no.
Yeah, so, and also moving, I'm just trying to see if we, so, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, okay? Oh, and by the way, Finn, distracted Dom. That's the other match. Dom versus Finn. That's going to happen. That's the one.
Yes.
Okay. So,
bring me the demon. Bring me the demon.
I don't think the demon's going to come. I really don't.
Well, we've got the self-proclaimed king of the luchadors. Let's put him up against the demon king.
Mm-hmm.
Please, 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 please. It's been 3 years.
Yeah, well.
Oh, sorry. I'm greedy, and my Roman colored glasses are in full force, and my tinfoil hat is buzzing.
You know, speaking of or some other things. A couple of Dwayne Johnson notes for you. The Disney side, he is now going to be a Disney legend at the D23 convention.
Okay, because I know that he has been now shown in the upcoming Moana live action deal.
Yes. Yes, he's got the Moana live action deal. Okay. As part of the he joins the cast, Chris Berman from ESPN, Jerry Bruckheimer, the film producer, Susan Egan, one of the voices, Anne Hathaway, Bob Iger, the Jonas Brothers, of course, Dwayne Johnson, some guy named Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote music for Moana, and what's the one? Oh, good God! We don't talk about Bruno. What's that one?
That would be.
We don't talk about Bruno. That's Encanto.
Encanto, that's the one. There you go. I was just like, what the hell was the name of it?
Yeah.
And Alan Tudyk. That will be in August with Ryan Seacrest. However, Jumanji 3 has finished filming. Does that mean he might make an appearance?
Please, no.
Not interested.
Not interested at all.
I didn't say you were interested. I'm making a question.
But
not about interest.
I go back to the first thing I said. Please, no.
Okay.
Because also, there is something we didn't mention, which would have been a crossover with Pixel Nation had that show still existed. The Rock is now in Fortnite, and from the rumors, he was paid somewhere between $10 to $15 million. In the face of 1,000 people in Epic Games getting laid off all at once.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yep. And I don't think people want to play or want to play as Dwayne.
Well, if you're going to make the money, make the money. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
I have no...
I get it.
Oh, no. I don't fault him. It's just the fact that we either have a coincidence or we have a budget issue.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, from what I've understood, Fortnite has been losing a fair bit been on a downturn for the last few years because, well, they'd either diversify too much and, they pretty much are starting to lose people. I understand because they're getting too far out.
So, just getting back also to the Bloodsport 15.
Yes.
Okay. I get to the actual card because I just. And this is Game Changer Wrestling. Oh, yes. Okay, so here we go. Matt Macko versus Angel Verdugo. Uka Sasaki versus Joe Dasho. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Ray Jazz. Eric Stevens versus Fuminori Abe. Miyu and Yamashita versus Jinai Kai, Shane Mercer versus Royce Isaacs, Masashi Tanaka versus Pete Dunne, Timothy Thatcher versus Charlie Dempsey,
huh?
Ooh,
and Natty Neidhart versus Shayna Baszler.
That sounds all right.
And that'll be on Triller. That's part of WrestleMania week on with Triller. So. Yeah, did we miss anything, Nikki? Unless you want to see what your thoughts are, you know, on the 25th anniversary of the WCW being bought out.
Well, I knew something was up I wasn't reading dirt sheets at the time. Mm-hmm. But yep. I was at the Last Thunder.
Right.
And this is relevant because we had a segment where Eric Bischoff called in to the show.
Right.
Yes.
And they played it on the house speakers, and he sounded absolutely defeated.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese and I looked at each other and were like, you know, that is definitely not good, because we had hopes that they were going to at least get a new TV deal. Now, granted, that wasn't going to help fix the actual problems with the company, but if they got a new TV deal, maybe, I don't know. So, the following Monday, I was a little nervous about turning on the TV in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned it on, and the first thing we see is Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
I inappropriately screamed. More like the ah!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, every time I turned on WWF programming, it was somebody getting slapped, a barely dressed woman, or Rikishi's ass.
Right.
So, 'twas worried. But, you know, the invasion angle could have been so much more if Vince wasn't such a tightwad.
No, I don't think it was a tightwad. I think if we've actually let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let it frickin' happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that could have been so much. If Vince would have let WCW and ECW win.
Even for a night.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been okay with even a night. I would have been okay with it. But you knew that wasn't going to happen. There was no way Vince was going to let competition get over on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I was scared to death because, like I said, I was at the time, no matter how stupid WCW got, you know, we were still having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Risa stopped watching wrestling in general after that. But then again, most of the people she wanted to watch were either did not cross over right away, or were part so part time that she wasn't going to wait around for him. Because her three were Sting, Kevin Nash, and Jeff Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I don't like Vince. I don't like his style. I'm out. I'm like, I'm going to stick around just to see what all this is about, and maybe I'll see something other than Rikishi's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, what if? What if WCW was still in competition now these days? What if?
Wow. It would depend on who picked them up, because essentially AOL Time Warner was kicking them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Realistically, what if WCW was in business, still in business? They'd probably be on the dying ends, to be honest with you, because WCW didn't really build much new talent. Because the majority, any new talent that was coming up either got put into the NWO or fed to Goldberg. So it was, there was no building anything. Everyone was either being fed to Goldberg or was behind Hogan and the rest of them, or Kevin Nash and the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
So realistically, as soon as Nash, Hogan, and others retired, WCW would have been left with a bunch of people that fans didn't really give a shit about because they're like, oh, you were nothing. You're nothing without Hogan or Nash.
And the fact, and I'm going to mention his name. If Chris Benoit was still in WCW and did what he did at that time, that could have been the death of WCW at that point.
Yes. Because
mm-hmm.
as it was, we thought it was going to be the end of wrestling at one point.
Okay, but let's be realistic here. Because Benoit going to WWE had nothing to do with WCW closing down. So
no.
Benoit's future would have never changed. He still would have had issues with Kevin Sullivan. He would have left WCW and still gone to WWE. WCW would potentially, depending on if like rumor mills got around, would be under a microscope with Kevin Sullivan being one of their creative heads, and you know, not going to go into that conspiracy theory, but if enough waves were mentioned, especially in today's day and age of the internet,
right, WCW would have been. We're all assuming that the actions in place, like the timeline that we know, would have been the same. You know.
Pretty much, yeah. WCW would be either dying or still dead.
Yep.
Well, but just think of it this way, though, right? When was the drug policy the WWE? It was 05, right?
No.
Right after Guerrero in 05, right?
No, it was before Guerrero in 05 because Regal, because didn't Regal get pulled up along with a whole bunch of others, or was that late 2010s?
No, 2006, according to AI, okay? It was 06.
Yeah, because there was that huge scandal with the doctor filling out prescriptions and
oh yeah,
right,
that whole mess. Yeah, that was in
and that
one wave was in 06. The other wave was in late 07, early 08.
Yes, because of Benoit. And the one drug that is not in the screening right now is marijuana, because that's pretty much legal in all 50 states now, right?
Yeah, more or less. There are some states that they want to make it illegal, like Ohio again. Thanks, Republicans. Oops, did I just say that out loud?
Okay. We're
now crossed over the red state, blue state.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just, I mean, again, we don't know. We never will know in the true sense of the word. We really won't.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. I would put money on it. I would bet Ted Turner $1 million of his own money that if things hadn't been any different, Would he still be around in 5 years' time? I would have said, "Bet me $1 million that you're going to be here in 5 years' time, and then hand me $1 million in within a year." Because that would have been the truth.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I don't think Turner was in it, because Turner, in a way, okay. Because look, right now. Today, in 2026, both of the two big competitions, which is WWE and AEW, are businesses. They're not wrestling promotions. Yeah. And they're owned by businessmen. The Khan family and Ari Emanuel and the Endeavor Group. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're businesses now. They are no longer specifically wrestling promotions in the true sense of the word. I mean,
no, and that. I was going to say that Vince continued to run WWE like a carny promotion.
Yeah.
And a lot of what he was doing just doesn't fly anymore. And I think I've said this a couple times on the podcast, turning it into a business, turning it into a true 21st century company is what's been saving it lately.
Yes. I agree.
Hunter has been trying to drag it, kicking and screaming into the 21st century since the early 2010s when he opened the Performance Center.
It's now almost 15 years old. 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Performance Center. See, it's very interesting. You're talking about, I want to talk about certain moments, those fork in the road moments, right? The drug testing in 06, 07, the Performance Center in 2013, right? Mm-hmm. And really, honestly, in 2025 and 26, WWE, Unreal, and LFG.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are opening the doors to the business, you know, more than anything else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, look. To me, WWE is more of a business than anything else. Honestly, Nikki, when do you think they stopped being run like a business, run like a carny? When?
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 They were nudging towards it probably in 22.
Okay.
And Vince's shit all went down in 24, right?
No, when was WrestleMania 39? 3 years ago, right? 23?
Yeah.
That's okay. When the sale happened, right?
Yes.
And that's when it got kicked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when he got kicked out the first time, and Hunter was doing the working the creative. But I think they were edging towards it in 22. The buyout was in 23, something that Vince was opposing because then it would turn into a company and a business, and there's all these rules that Vince McMahon never wanted to follow.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, some of his business dealings in the past came up and karma hammered his ass.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That, thankfully, since he was already on the outs, did not damage the company.
Mm-hmm.
If Vince was in full control and all this shit went down, WWE would be begging for fans. And right now, they're like, well, you know, we can charge $1,500 for front row seats at TV because we know people will pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Now we check what Raw is going to be, what Raw is now.
Mm-hmm. Don't check the one after Mania because the prices are doubled because that's always an awesome show. And I understand if they charge more for that.
Trying to find it, just give me a mo. Because yeah, here it is. Monday night at WrestleMania Saturday. Oh, here it is. Monday Night Raw. Let's see. So, the best seats, the B section B row two tickets, $3,300. That's ringside. That's nuts. Section B row 5, $764.
Damn.
Yeah, so if I wanted to take down a bunch of others, I mean, honestly, so the tickets in the nosebleeds are $232. Actually, no, there's $133 is in the nosebleed sections. That's crazy. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's... That should be WrestleMania prices.
And it's not.
It's TV. No. And that's kind of why I haven't been to a show.
That's why you should be going to the WrestleMania... WrestleMania, theater show. Movies.
Mm-hmm. It turns out that if I do that, Saturday I'd be going by myself. So, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
Okay. So, I think we need to sell some soap, I think.
Sounds good. Let's sell some soap.
Yes.
Shane, you got anything?
I was trying to like, check a Adam Sandler and say today, Junior, but anyways, yeah, no, if you guys want to follow any more of my wrestling opinions, you can see me on TikTok at LZAsoul.
And of course, and you said you're still playing 2K26 waiting for the... Do you get all the DLCs or no?
It's not really DLCs anymore. It's Battle Pass situation now, so you gotta play to get the DLCs, but I've got majority of them. I've got Mr. Iguana and everything at the moment, so... Just waiting for the next batch to come out.
Yes. And of course, Munnyhausen will be in one of them. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Statboy, what do you got? Just to let you know that we...
Yeah.
Just say, Chico and I were on the BS, talking free agency. And I know you might be coming in for the draft Thursday, maybe?
It all depends on... on Thursday night?
No, the first, which would be April 23rd.
If I'm there at all, it'll be just for literally a few minutes, tops.
Okay.
Because I gotta go to work the next day.
All right, but that's when the next time the BS will be on, which will be draft night.
This week on It Was a Thing on TV, the guys started Pilot Month. Or pilot 6 weeks in this year. The first episode, Walter, the 1984 last gasp of the MASH franchise. It didn't do well because, well, half the country couldn't see the show because of the Democratic National Convention. And then the most recent episode that has released, Puppet Man, a 1987 pilot starring Fred Newman as a, well, puppeteer trying to make it or something or another. It was backed by the Jim Henson Company. That was wild. Coming up next week, apparently it's going to be two more pilots. One of which is going to be more than likely a pilot for a long-term sitcom and one that just didn't make it. But I don't know those, but you'll find out whatever it is on itwasathingontv.com. Back to you, Jason, for your shout-outs for the first time in a while.
Yes, of course, in the WLTI, we did a little role-play this week. We are in the middle of Survivor 50, a super champ on Jeopardy. And we are talking, as I said, Survivor. RuPaul's Drag Race is ending its season. We're down to the final four. We're also talking Top Chef and all the news and reviews over the next 7 days. So check us out. WLTI. Nikki, your artist shout out, please.
Oh, we'll start out with our wish we could have her back as a panelist, Jamie Claudier, who is still stuck in the basement of Has-Been Hotel, where she sleeps, goes to work, comes home, and goes back to sleep. But check out her art on her Twitter at Alter Ego Zowie. Let me get to my other obligatory shout out, of course, is to Oniwan Bashu. Let me see if she's got any new art on her page. Not right now. But you can check out her stuff. You can check her stuff out on Tumblr. You can check her stuff on DeviantArt. It is safe for work. She has a card account for commissions. And she also has a Ko-fi account. Feel free to donate to her generously. Let's see. Who do I want to talk about? Ooh, I got to check something with that. Let's go there. Noboto Gaitan. Who I will recommend. Has got a recent picture of Rhea Ripley that's just absolutely boss. Absolutely boss. And a couple of pics of Rhea with Io. So, fairly inexpensive. He also does the Surprise Me, where you give him characters and prompts. He also does comic pages. The comic pages start at $100, just flat out. Can recommend him highly. He has his commission stuff is on vgen.co. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Very, very soft, very wholesome art. If you're looking for something with some emotion in it, definitely check him out. He has a card account, so I'm guessing commissions are open because I don't see anything specifically saying closed. If you want some anime influences in your wrestling fan art, you check out Ultanod on Instagram and Nahil Tahes on Twitter. If you can't find Ultanod, go to at Heyman Hustle. And you'll find most of his stuff there. Nahil Tahes is taking commissions. He's probably one of the least expensive guys out there. And he does a couple of different styles, but his anime stuff's pretty cool. Ultanod, I do not know if he does commissions. But if he does, I hope Uncle Paul's paying him well. So, and I've got to check into somebody I've commissioned, Crisis Javerted at TV Height, HEIT. Let me see if the commission is done. I haven't heard anything in a minute. Live research.
By the way, while you're talking, I just actually saw the clip.
Okay.
Of Steve Macklin. He just ate a super kick the wrong way. It happens. You want, it was actually posted by Chris Nowinski's on his page.
Ooh.
He says, shout out to Alice Lane. had a concussion, saved them both from a potential injury. So here it is for those who have not seen it. Here it is. Right there. Take a look.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. On the ropes. Ooh.
That's an inadvertent kick to the foot.
All right.
There's that.
Awesome. So, just getting back real quick to with Crisis Javerted. I have not heard anything from him, but it's been a little over a week. Hopefully by our next show, I will have something to talk about.
Okay.
But I don't have too much else because I'm right here. So for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, for Bad News Beeman, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we continue to run down the road to WrestleMania.